What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And he got him to pop up into center field. Couser is there to retire the side in the fifth inning.
There you go, Big Daddy. Tyler Wells showing a little emotion, folks.
He kind of looked like himself in a lot of ways. You know, the five pitches, the cutter, slider, curve, changeup, four-seamer, throwing him really wherever he wanted. The command was pretty much the same, which is kind of his calling card, but also I think you have to appreciate it a little bit considering coming off the extensive layoff and the Tommy John surgery. So I'm really happy for Tyler. He looked great.
Yeah, it's Tony Mansellino talking about that there. And again, like with Wells last night, we didn't know what to expect. How many innings was he going to go? Do they project him being a starter next year? Mm-hmm. I know we get a chance to see Cade Povich tonight, but 5 innings, 4 Ks, 85 pitches. He did give up 2 earned runs, but super efficient.
Yeah.
I think it's what you want to see. Very similar to, you know, the rehab start outside of the Ks that we saw from Kyle Bradish. We'll see how much he gets stretched out and how many more starts he can get this year. But I think overall, a good sign from his first outing here in September.
I think it's a very good sign, actually. Because what are we doing now? I assume we're just looking towards Sarasota 26, right? So this is what you want to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, do they? It's one of the things I want to know. Do they envision Wells being a starter with this team next year? Because we're already trying. Like right now, people are mapping it out, going, okay, you've got Bradish, you've got. Why can't I even think of his name? You've got Dean Kramer coming back and Rogers.
Right.
So you look at those three guys going, okay, you have some younger players like Brandon Young, Cade Povich, other people that could be in the mix, but I think you'd rather have them as depth pieces unless you see something that you're going, oh my God, I can't. Maybe those guys end up being involved in a trade for another starting pitcher or a bullpen piece. Who knows?
What happens with Eflin?
That's the thing. Like you, so with Eflin, in my opinion, you make him the qualifying offer. If he leaves, mm-hmm. you get a pick for him. If he stays, then maybe you work out a deal. And because I like Eflin, and
I
just think he had a season that went awry because of injuries.
Yeah.
And he had the back issue, and there was no question about it. Because if you watched him in Tampa Bay when he had his first start there, you're like, something's off. This just doesn't look like him.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, I wanted to attribute it to the heat and the humidity, and I'm going, no, he loves pitching down there. Like it's not. This isn't, he's not one of those guys that's really
born
affected
there.
By it.
He's yeah. from Florida. Yeah.
So I think that's what happens. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing with that fifth spot? Are they going to grab somebody in free agency? So they've got a lot of tough decisions to make in the offseason where they have an unbelievably good core coming back. Can they filter in around them and make enough? And again, I don't think you can look at the hitting lineup and go, yeah, we're okay with what we have with these young guys and how the outfield's going to be. I think you got to bring in another vet bat at some point to hit in the top of that lineup, middle of that lineup.
Right hand?
I mean, preferably, but right. Like, if you go look at the market, I don't think that guy's out there. I mean, Pete Alonso's there, but that's another first baseman. What are you doing with Kobe Mayo? The name that everybody wants to talk with, the two names everybody brings up are Kyle Schwarber, back end of his career, doesn't need to bring a glove to the ballpark. And then, of course, Kyle Tucker, who's the best free agent on the market this year. And I think if you went back to last year, he was still the best free agent on the market. Like, if you took this year and last year. Kyle Tucker's one of the most underrated players in all of baseball. Hits lefties, hits righties, hits for decent average, hits for power. And outside of, the past 2 years, he's been relatively healthy for a good portion of his career. But anyway, getting back to Tyler Wells, I'm interested to see do they envision him as being a starter? Because I thought, as you're filling out your bullpen, it makes sense for Wells to be a bullpen piece. I thought it made sense to maybe transition Chase McDermott there. You got Keegan Aiken coming back. What do you want to do with Cano? You going to give him his walking papers or what?
What do you do with Cano? I mean, if I was going to make the decision now, probably.
Well, it's tough.
It's tough, but you have nobody.
Yep.
I mean, that's the problem. It's like somebody's got to be in the bullpen.
Let's grab Antonio and Rosedale here real quick. Antonio, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Jeremiah Jackson has been great this year. Is he a starter for the Orioles in the future, utility player? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks, man. I think he's their next Ramon. I think, taking away positions that you're playing.
Right.
I think he becomes your super utility guy that you're getting in games 3 and 4 times a week. So you're keeping him active. He'll be playing different positions. But if he keeps swinging the bat the way he's been swinging, yeah. I think you have to, right?
Yeah. I didn't see that coming either. Did anybody?
We had a caller call in and said, I'm really excited to see Jeremiah Jackson at the major league level because I think this kid is really talented.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
really?
Okay.
Right.
What's his name again? He wasn't even a guy that was on my radar as being someone to help out this team at some point. Who was it? Jamai Jones was the guy that, he's bounced around the league. He went from the Yankees to the Orioles, back to the Yankees. Now he's with some other team. You hear about some of these, I don't want to call them flash in the pans, but he can play multiple positions. You can use them in this way or that way. And a lot of times you'll see a stretch like this where they get hot and then they fade. Finding a guy like Ramon was amazing that not only was he good defensively wherever you put him, but every time we talked about, is it time to move on from him? That bat would start to heat up.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting to see what Jackson does next year, but I definitely think he's a part of their plans. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. He wants to talk about the Ravens here real quick. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
I was talking about the Ravens, how they so good on paper, man. You know, we got to do it on the field. But the thing is, there's so many things you got to worry about. You got to hopefully get through an injury-free season or not no major injuries. And then, but it's somebody was saying about undefeated, and I don't even worry about nothing like that. It's every year it's a couple of games that we lose it. That we weren't supposed to lose. But real quickly, man, about the late start. So Sunday night games, man, I'd be bouncing off the walls. And I remember one day, all day long trying to find something. One day we was tailgating the Patriots game Sunday night. And we was tailgating all day long, man. And then we got up to game time. My friend was just so slosh. And we took him in there. And he got thrown out before the national anthem. He never seen me. He seen the game from the car. He got thrown out before the national anthem.
All right.
Mike, I remember, I appreciate the phone call. I remember going to a buddy's house for a Ravens playoff game that they ended up losing. And we did a power hour, and we were drinking 4 Loko. So there was a little guy, he was a little smaller than me, Jim, who Jim's a really nice guy, tied one on, got so drunk, he passed out, didn't even get to watch the game, woke up the next morning to find out his team lost, and was so angry at everything, just the world. He hated life at that point. You're kidding me. I'm watching him as we're doing this, knowing I'm not saying I'm one of the big dogs. I could drink with the best of them back then. But once he got on the porch there, it was lights out for him. And you could see it happening midway through the power hour. It's like, I don't think you should have that 4 Loko. And by the way, these weren't the 4 Lokos, the new ones. These were the old ones. The ones that they had to ban and change. Oh, buddy. What a night. Oh, where you at?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.